This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, here with a quick political update. And this might be a couple of days old by the time you hear it, but for the first time in the presidential election campaigning, I'm starting to think that Donald Trump is going to lose this. And that is a shock to me also. I thought Trump was going to actually get the nomination and then win. And I'm not saying that I endorse every single thing that he proposes. I'm just observing that I thought he was going to win because of all the momentum he had. But since his loss to Ted Cruz in Wisconsin, it's become clear that Trump does not have the ground game necessary to achieve an easy victory. And it's going to go to a contested convention during which every Republican establishment person is going to be literally conspiring against Trump to get him out of the race. But this isn't just about Donald Trump. The big aha in this entire election that I really want to share with you is that both Democrats and Republicans and everybody else are now realizing that the entire system is totally rigged against you. And your votes don't count. And I mentioned this in a podcast several months ago where I said Bernie Sanders is not going to be the nominee. It's going to be Hillary Clinton all the way. Because she's the establishment, she's the insider, they've already rigged the whole thing. And the Bernie Sanders people got so mad, as they tend to do, by the way, they're kind of inexperienced, illiterate hotheads, or economically illiterate hotheads. They think when Bernie Sanders talks about banks and finance and money, they think it makes sense because they don't know anything about actual reality when it comes to finance and banking and free markets. So they got mad at me, and they sent me a lot of hate, a lot of feel the burn type of hate, which is funny because I actually think I would much rather see Bernie Sanders win the nomination than Hillary Clinton. So I'm not an anti, on the Democrat side, I'm saying the socialist is the lesser evil versus the communist being Clinton, right? But I would vastly prefer someone else entirely. But in any case, all these Bernie Sanders supporters were flaming me. Feel the burn, man. And as the months proceeded, they found out, oh my God, Mike was right that their votes don't count. Because Bernie Sanders keeps winning these elections, winning the states, winning the caucuses and so on. And yet Hillary walks away with all the delegates. It's like all these Bernie Sanders supporters are just looking at each other with their jaws dropped open. And they're going, WTF, man. Like, we voted for this guy. Now it's like this grandma lady, she just ran away with all the delegates, man. Like, isn't this not a democracy or what is it, man? Yeah, it's not a democracy. That was my whole point. That's what I was trying to say in the first place. And it's now obvious on both the left and the right that there is no democratic society here. What's wonderful about this election is that it has already exposed the total fraud of the entire system. The system, the political system, the whole narrative of democracy is a total fraud. Your vote doesn't count. It's all an illusion. You can vote for whoever you want. Heck, the leader of the Republican National, what is it, the RNC, GOP, whatever, said, yeah, he was asked, someone asked him, why do you even have primary votes in elections? And the guy was like, yeah, why do we? Because it doesn't matter. We're going to choose whoever we want anyway. Doesn't matter who you vote for. It's all a charade. See, this is what you got to understand on the left and the right. This whole exercise of voting in primaries, and pardon my language, but it's all bullshit to make you think you're living in a democracy. You're not. You're living in, under the illusion of democracy, a totalitarian political regime, a false two-party system where both parties actually believe in all the same things. They're all pro-war. They're all pro-bigger government. They're all pro-government spending. They're all anti-liberty, anti-constitution, you know, anti-freedom of speech. They hate the First Amendment. They hate the Second Amendment. They hate you. They hate the founders of the country. The entire political system exists only to empower and expand its own dominance. That's it. It exists to make itself bigger and to crush you in the process. And that's why they create this illusion of voting to make you think that this is a participatory society of community-minded people peacefully engaging in a consensus result. No, it isn't. It's a bunch of totalitarians cramming their system of total government enslavement down your throat, enslaving you, keeping you down, punishing you, and then throwing you a little bone of the theater of voting to make you, just to give you something to waste your time and make you think that you have some voice in this system, but you don't. The system's all rigged. It's already been decided. Your voice, it doesn't, they don't give a crap what your voice is. They've come out and said it. It doesn't matter who you vote for. You can vote for Bernie Sanders all day long. Hillary's already got the superdelegates all wrapped up. Their voices outweigh your voices. They're the insiders. You're nobody. You're just the little peon voters. You're the peasants with the pitchforks. They don't give a crap about you. And on the Republican side, it's the same exact deal. You can vote for Donald Trump all day long. You can vote for anybody you want. Ted Cruz. I don't know, Ben Carson. Ben Carson was my vote, by the way. I always liked Ben Carson. But and that's not a joke. I mean that. He's a cool dude. But any of these people, you vote for him, doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it's like, yeah, they give you the big finger. Screw you, voters. We, the GOP, we've already chosen our insider man. And he's going to be a pro-war candidate, a pro-Monsanto candidate. He's going to be pro-pesticides and herbicides and chemicals. He's going to be pro-industrial waste. Yeah, we're going to dump toxic heavy metals on your farms and call it fertilizer. By the way, that's actually happening. It's called biosludge. The EPA legalized it in the 1990s. It was pushed by the Republicans, in case you're wondering. But let me continue. Yeah, we're gonna run this country into the ground and confiscate all your money and all your pensions in the process. And then we're going to blame you, the voters, when it happens, because we're going to say, well, it's a democracy. You voted us in the office. But we didn't. No, we never voted for that. It was forced upon us. It was shoved down our throats. So this is what I've actually, what's beautiful about this whole thing is that I have been making this point over and over again for at least a decade, actually much longer, to try to wake people up and tell people, hey, by the way, this whole system that you think is a democracy is actually a totalitarian regime with the illusion of a two-party system, the illusion of representational government, the illusion of democracy, the illusion that power is distributed among the three branches of government with people who are elected by the people. That it's a government of the people, by the people, for the people. No, it isn't. It's a totalitarian police state regime parading around as a free society. You know, I think it's always interesting, like USA Today the other day ran an article condemning the Chinese government for censoring the news about the Panama Papers and all that, you know, those documents that came out. Meanwhile, USA Today itself censored all the news about the CDC whistleblower, Dr. William Thompson. So, you know, hey, it's the pot calling the kettle black, to use that old metaphor. USA Today acting exactly like the communist state-run newspapers of China, just on different topics, you see. Every mainstream media outlet in America is state-run media. Have no illusions. You think the New York Times practices independent journalism? Wake up and smell the coffee. Every single story that they run is authorized or placed by the government itself. Every story. There is no exception to this. Washington Post, exactly the same thing. USA Today, LA Times, I don't know what all the papers are, but all the entire mainstream media is state-run. Every day, the media gets a memo, and it tells them what stories they can cover. It tells them exactly what phrases to use when covering certain stories. Talking points. Goes out to every paper, every media organization, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, even Fox News, you name it. And this is the way they accomplish total censorship of topics like vaccine injuries to children, because it is organized state-run media. So for the U.S. media to claim that, oh my God, this media in China is so biased and they're censoring the news and they're depriving citizens the right to a free press, it's laughable. The U.S. mainstream media is no different than the media of even a country like North Korea. All it is just propaganda that's handed to them that they repeat and parrot using different words and phrases. So it's all illusion, you see. The elections are an illusion. The media, the news is a total illusion. In fact, everything that you're told about pharmaceutical medicine and vaccines and chemotherapy, it's all illusion. It's all false. It's just, it is, it's like they're creating this holodeck from Star Trek, right? This artificial reality around you. It's like you're living in the Matrix and they're painting this reality in your mind to make you believe all these things that are completely fabricated and false. That's the mainstream media. That's government. And the beauty, the beautiful thing is that people everywhere are now waking up to this. They're realizing it by the day. They're saying, holy crap, you're right. I voted for Bernie Sanders, but Hillary Clinton got the delegates. It's all bogus. Or on other topics, you know, I thought statin drugs were good for me. Come to find out, they accelerate aging and cause dementia. Yeah. Or some parents find out the hard way, oh, I thought vaccines were safe. Now my kid, he's got autism. Because I went in to have him vaccinated. He was a healthy young boy. Because it's mostly boys that are impacted by this. And then he got the vaccine shots and he went into a seizure. And a day later, he woke up and he's autistic ever since. And like, we were told the vaccines are safe. And now we're finding out that was all a big lie. Yeah, it is a big lie. Just like the lie about that your vote counts. Just like the lie that CNN is reporting accurate, truthful news. It's all a big lie. It's no mystery. And the sooner you come to grips with this reality, really the more successful you're going to be navigating the world, because the more aware you are, the harder it is for them to pull the wool over your eyes on a ongoing basis. So don't think for a minute that anything that you see in the media or even that you see in the world around you that's created by government, don't think it's real. Even you go to the airport, the TSA, it's all theater, man. There's no security there. It's just it's costumes. It's people in costumes walking around playing the role of security agents, walking through the motions of things that do not create security. And I'm not saying that the TSA employees are aware of this. They aren't. They think they're doing important work. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they're feeling in your groin. Yeah, making you go through the body scanner machines, and they're patting down your children, harassing handicapped veterans in wheelchairs. They think they're doing important work because that's what they've been told. And when they put on that uniform, gosh, holy gosh, Jesus, it looks important, doesn't it? Makes them feel important, too. They have a shiny little badge, a shiny little ID card, and a blue shirt. They feel important. So it must be real, right? No, every time the GAO tries to sneak weapons through the TSA checkpoints, they succeed like 95% of the time. The TSA catches 1 out of 20 weapons that a terrorist would try to sneak on. So it's a total joke. It's just theater. Everywhere you look in society, it's theater. Even all the science, the so-called science behind pharmaceuticals, published in the science journals, total theater. Even I think it was the former editor of the British Medical Journal came out and said, yeah, pretty much this is all made up garbage. It's all just complete BS. Basically, any drug company can hire any number of researchers to fabricate whatever data they want to show. Super easy for them to pull off. They can fudge the numbers. They can massage the data. They can fit the points to the curve. They can eliminate subjects from the clinical trials. They can do whatever they have to do to present the scientific-looking data to get their drug approved by the FDA so that it can be called evidence-based medicine. Yeah, oh my God. Really? Yeah, but it was all made up. Yeah, all made up. In fact, almost everything you've been taught about history is completely bogus, or we should say it's a distorted, limited view of what actually happened. I actually like Howard Zinn's books. I think one's called The People's History of the United States. That's a great book. It's a very different view of history from the one that you were ever taught. And you haven't been taught most of human history, which is actually crucial for you to understand who you are, where you came from, and why things are happening the way they are, because human nature doesn't change. The cycles of history always repeat themselves, just in a slightly different, modernized way, but it's the same cycle over and over again. So if you are confused about what's happening in the world around you right now, all you have to do is learn who you really are, meaning you have to know where you came from, meaning you have to understand human history. If you don't understand human history, you can't understand the human present. And that's why people fall for all the theater, because they have no idea. They are kept ignorant and illiterate of reality intentionally by the system. And they are given distractions and things to do. Oh, go vote at the primary or watch this football game. Yeah, that's really important stuff. It's all about distracting. Even the taxes. Oh yeah, here, do all this math. They don't need your tax money. Did you know that? I'm not going to go into all the details here, but the government doesn't need your tax money. It funds itself just by creating money. It doesn't need a dime from you. The whole point of making you collect all these scraps of paper is to keep you occupied and create a deeper illusion of thinking that you're somehow contributing to this society. Yeah, you vote too, and you pay your taxes. You see, it's all theater. It's all bullshit. None of it is real. The government doesn't need your $5,000 or $500 or whatever you're paying. Doesn't need it. They can create $1 trillion in an instant anytime they need to. They do it all the time when they're bailing out banks. They can create all the tax money they need, and they could let every person just pay no taxes. They could just tax the corporations, no individuals, period. They could eliminate the entire federal income tax, would not matter one bit. They could set you free from all that requirement. Why don't they? Because they need to keep you busy doing some BS math to occupy your mind so you're not marching in the streets and demanding honest government and demanding an end to corruption. The whole point is to keep you occupied with sports and elections and taxes and security. It's all theater, my friends. It's all theater. You're just a pawn in a giant show. And they are history's actors, as I think, was it Rumsfeld who said that? They are history's actors, and they're putting on a big play for you. And you think it's real. So you play along. You think your vote matters. You think your tax money funds bridges and schools. No, it doesn't. They laugh at the idea that you think your vote matters. They laugh at you. They laugh at all the people that line up at the airport to go through TSA security. They're laughing at you. They, the controllers, you think they go through security? No, they have their own private jets. You don't go through TSA security when you have a private jet. You don't even use the same airport a lot of the times. You use executive airports. I know, I've flown into them. Because I'm a pilot. I don't have a big fancy jet, but I fly little small dinky planes with propellers. And I've seen these people. Yeah, they're the global elite. They don't use airports. They don't vote in elections. They run the elections. They don't need to vote. They control the outcomes no matter how the votes happen. They don't pay taxes either. You think they pay taxes? Of course not. All their money's offshore. They've done all the tax evasion and avoidance loopholes and complex accounting sandwiches and whatever, I don't know, shell corporations and everything else. Why do you think there were virtually no American political leaders named in the Panama Papers? Because they ran the freaking operation, folks. They ran it. And then they filtered out all the American bureaucrats and politicians and elitists, and then they exposed everybody else. Nothing is a coincidence. And with that in mind, I'll leave you with a couple of things. Look into Sandy Hook. Look into Building 7. Look into the measles outbreak at Disneyland. Look into these things, and you're going to find out that the theater goes much, much further than you ever would have imagined. Almost every major event in recent memory has more in common with theatrics than reality. And it's all in place to shape and control you and make you think that you're participating in a free society when you're actually a slave living in the Matrix. All right, if that's... Is there any good news in this? Well, I'll save that for another podcast. Yeah, you can find freedom in an unfree world, but it begins by waking up to the enslavement that has been brought upon you, and only then can you really start to wake up and recognize how to find freedom, how to think freely, how to behave freely, how to actually live a life with dignity in a system that's trying to take your dignity away at every opportunity. So thanks for listening. You'll find more of my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and my website is naturalnews.com. Take care. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.